A word of warning. The material you are about to read is presented in a context that includes God. Not just one of the flavors of God you might find out there, but the God of the Christian Bible. I want to warn anyone who might be offended by this, so that if this is the case, you can move on to something that more comfortably fits your sensibilities. But for those who might be putting their toe in the water, let me make a few things clear in preparation for your trip here, if you choose to take it. There is no God in grief. Let me tell you that right off the bat. It is a lonely, foreboding place, empty of any good and filled with an infinite amount of bad. God is not responsible for our grief. That is part of this broken world, a world that we broke. You know our world is broken. Our people are broken. Our systems are broken. Sure, we have moments, but the foundations around us are flawed, and death is a part of that flaw. There is one who has conquered death for us, and if you look into that, you might find a surprise or two. But for this journey, you're going to share my intense, raw, terrible story of dealing with grief. And even though grief is the most awful place you could be in, I have someone with me, my advocate, my Savior, the one who will see me through it, just like it says in Psalm 23. It's like that. Believe me, that does not take the sting of death away, but in the midst of it, I have something to hold on to. Sometimes when the storm hits, that's all you need, something to hold on to. You will see that throughout the material you are about to read. I just wanted you to be prepared, because in experiencing my grief journey, you might get a glimpse into something greater. And that actually would be a comfort to me and to you.